That's getting Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. And we're starting from the Mishnah, which is around 16 lines on the top. But you can see the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. That's where we're starting from. Zok the Mishnah. Hakahanim Shepiglu V'Mikdash. We had this before in the Gemara. The Gemara wants to be Raya here to something, to Hezhe Nikar. It says, Hakahanim Shepiglu V'Mikdash Mezidim Chayav. The loch is that a mezid is chayiv, and like the Gemara said before, shogeg is not chayiv. Why? Because it's called the hedeshei nikar. What's pigel? Pigel is that one of the four avodas of the carbon, the shechita, kabbalah, ilacha, zrika, you have in mind, I'm going to eat this thing, chutzos manai, which is added, let's say it's a shlom, you have only 2 days and one night, I'm going to eat it on the third day. So if you think that, b'shas ma'isa, the halacha is, it becomes pigel and the carbon is pasul. Actually, there's a big shayla in the Rishonim if you have to say it out in your mouth. A lot of times, you have to speak it out. And thinking alone is not enough. We'll see a little remez to that in the Gemara. But upon him, what it says in our Mishnah is that if a kahanim think about pigel or make pigel, the halacha is, b'meizi d'chayv, because you're mazik the guy's carbon. Unless he's bringing a chatas, he's bringing another chatas. Or if he's bringing an oila, which is a nadava, the guy lost his nadava. So you're chayv to repay him if you did it b'meizid. Why? Because of the din of the rabban, the din of hezek and nikar. Even though it's lois mehezek, when the rabban we made a chiyuv on them. Tana rabban. Our gemara is talking about the manas. What type of manas they have? Tana rabban. We know it's halacha eight echad nem v'yisurim, but that's only with your own products. Someone comes to your house, you never say this is kosher, it's not kosher. But I can't walk into your house and say, hey, that's not kosher. I know for a fact it's not kosher. If you say no, it's not true, then the halacha is that eight echad is not nema. So here we have a story. Tana Rabbanan. What I spoke out just now comes from Tosfos. Tana Rabbanan. They work it together in Tyrus, and one, you know, I was the employee. There's a guy working for the Baal boss. He's the worker, and the worker says, "You know what? Some of the Tyrus I touched, I became tamei. Tyrus is imcha nitmu." Or he's doing kabbanis together with someone. And he says, this kohen says, the zvachim I was doing with you is the spalgu. The loch is your neman. The loch is, even though it's not theirs, it's neman. He says, the tyrus I worked with you last Tuesday, or nitmu. Or he says, the kabbanis did last Tuesday is the spalgu, ain't neman, not neman. Now what's the difference? Maestro Reisha, Inema, Maestro Sefer Naat. In the Reisha, you said, the things I did with you became Tamin. That Inema. If I say it was last week Tuesday, you're not Inema. What's the difference? On my Abaya, Kol Shebe Yodo Inema. Abaya says the difference is like this. The first case is, you're still in middle. For example, by Avoida, it has to be, you're still in middle of the same carbon. You didn't Shechita, you didn't do Zrika yet. So I still could make a pickle if I want by Zrika. So I'm Inema to say, by the Shechita, I made a pickle. Kol Shebe Yodo, you still to make a pickle. Same thing by Tyrus. I'm still being Isaac and Tyrus. I can make a tumah right now. So why should I lie? If I want to make a tumah, I'll make a tumah right now. It's like a migu. So it's like a migu type of din. So that biyada inamah. Masha enke in the case last Tuesday, you have no, it's too late. So now I'm going to say something, it's not inamah. That's what a bai holds. Rav Amar could go into Ashkechev le'omalev le'midi. He says, really, I'm inamah even a week later, say, last week. But here the story was, I saw you in between, I didn't say anything. And now I said something. There's a big raise here. There you don't believe you anymore. But like Taisha speaks out, even that I never last week from the meet you the first time, then you never, right? Firava? That is only if it was once biyadai. But stamazoy erech is not neman to say that your thing is tamay. Only if it once was that, once with Yadi, that's enough. Look at top Taisa, it starts off. Ixvarian time, the Hacha, Phil Rava, Loime Hemun Elam Shum Shahoya Biyadi Tchila. And it comes out in Taisa that if it's not Biyadi, they're not Naman. Unless the Baal Bas agrees to you. If the Baal Bas agrees to you, then you're Naman. And not only that, he says that if he doesn't know, also, it could be in that case. He doesn't know. And they also is not Neman. You also not Neman. You have to have a Biyadai or you have to have a Shtik Kaidah. But you yourself are not Neman on someone else's things. But here, we're saying, since one says Biyadai, you're Neman. And the only reason why you're not Neman last Tuesday was because you met him in between, you didn't say anything. That's Pshat Rava. So Rabbi said, buy a Rava if you have to be Biyadai right now or if once Biyadai was enough. Zok to Gemara Vaita. There's a story that a guy told his friend, by the way, the tires I worked with you last week, I made a Tamit. Also, Kabeir Ami, Omalei, Shur Sadin Ein Neman. You should not be Neman. He holds like Abaya. You're not Neman. Omalei, Rav Asi. So Rav Asi told Rav Ami, Rebbe, Ata Oimikain? You really saying that? How come Rabbi Yechon Shem Rabbi Yisi? Rabbi Yechon Shem Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yechon Shem Rabbi Yisi. Ma Esa. What should I do? Should I Torah Hamentu? Hamentu. Torah said that you're neman in such a case to say, even after the Maisa, to say that it was Pigel or it was Tameh. So the Gemara wants to know, Heichon Hamentu, where was this? So we don't know. We don't know. We didn't speak to Rabbi Yechon, so we don't know. So Rabbi Yitzchak Barbista, I'll tell you where it is. Kain Gadol b'yem Kippurim Yechiach. The Chi Omer Pigel Mehemen. By Kain Gadol, there's two kabbonis that he brings inside the Heichal, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The power of his Sa'ir. He takes the dam and he brings it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, makes Zrikas there. He makes Zrikas on the Pareichas and the Heichal. And the same thing for the Sa'ir. And the Halacha is, we'll see in a second, if a Pasuk, no one's allowed to go in with him. He has to be himself. We know all kabbonis have Halacha Pigel. How is that Shaykh that Pigel by a carbon Sa'ir, which belongs, he says, the Shaykh is speaking, it's not the power, we can understand, it's his own. The power is his own. The Sa'ir belongs to Klal Yisrael. The Sa'ir, how is Shaykh that Pigel by Sa'ir? He says so, right? What do you mean? You didn't see it. You didn't see it. It's not Yod anymore. He came out. He says, oh, by the way, that Sa'ir is too late. How is he Neman? Torah must say, he's even Torah, that you're Neman, like Rava. Let's read it inside. No one allowed to be in the Amir with him. He's believed. Maybe he heard him saying Pigel. So, Zog the Gemara, no, he allowed him, not Neman, even if I heard him, Avko Shemana Nami Lamehemen. Maybe he's saying it afterwards. You didn't see when he did it. You hear him saying, I'm going to eat it after Zmanoi. Maybe he said it after the Zrika. You don't know if it's past the Zrika. You don't know. Freight the Gemara, Dilma the Chazina Pishpish. Maybe you saw him through a Pishpish. The Heichel had, on both sides of the Heichel, had little peepholes, little holes. And in the back, in the Kodesh had a hole also. What was the reason for these holes? Because the halacha is that you're allowed to bring kabbonis that don't need tzafayin, you're allowed to bring a kashrut kalam, don't need tzafayin, you're allowed to be shechted anywhere in the base of Mikdash, or you're allowed to do it anywhere in the base of Mikdash. That's the halacha. You need Pesach on Ma'id. So they made a hole in the walls that made a Pesach on Ma'id. So there's a little pishpish in the walls. So you can look through there and see. So Gemara says, I don't know where the Torah, you want to say the Torah is Hamantu. I don't know where that is. They say, I don't know where exactly that is, because where the Torah was Nemam, because I had a Kohen Gadol, it's possible you saw it. So Gemara obliged with Kasha on the Raya, but Akbonim, do you see here the same Machlaikas, Rav and Abaya, really Machlaikas here of the Amoraim. Agav, here we said, well, there'll be a little remez, if you have to say Pigel, here it says you hear the Kohen saying Pigel. So I'm going to say, oh, it's Raya. You see, you have to say the Pigel. So no, so Tosfos Rashi is not a Raya, because Ulai, the Gemara is saying is that maybe the case of the Torah that said that Shaykh Pigel by Yenna Carver is when he said it. Not that you have to say it. If he punks at it, then that's the riot. That's what Tosfos Rosh wants. What? That's the only way to know. That's the riot. It's Zok to Tosfos Rosh. Ain't the doctor McCann to have a Pigel machshav el b'diva davka. So don't bring a riot for me. The Ikla Meimah, the Hakama, Dilma Hodim, Hemigan, the Shemana. Our common Shlo Yachel Apagel, as we spoke out, his own carbon in Nemanon, Akabonim, that's the Geshmak Gemara. Another Gemara. Who does the Gemara of Ami Amalei Sefer Torah Shuksafti Lepoini Askar Shloy Loi Kusaftim Lishmon? We have here a guy. Jack got someone to write a Sefer Torah, and the guy tells him, I didn't write the Askar Lishmon. So I didn't write it. So do you believe him or not? He had the Sefer Torah in his hand already. He had the Sefer Torah. It's his already. The guy says, by the way, no, I didn't do a Lishmon. Amalei Sefer Torah Biyami. He asked him, who has the Sefer Torah? Amalei Biyalekech. Kech has already. Amalei, you know what? Nemanat l'hafsus charcha. Give back your $80,000, but you're not nemanat sefer Torah. V'at the neman l'hafsus sefer Torah. You're not nemanat l'hafsus sefer Torah. Once the kosher sefer Torah is good, you just get your money back. That's all. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya says back, okay, need the hafsus scharas karas schar the sefer Torah kul mihafsid. Rabbi Yirmiya Taina is okay. You know, you take away his schar of the Hashem's name, but let's see, figure it out. How many times say Hashem's name in sefer Torah? I don't know the answer, but let's say it's 5%. So you get 5% you take off, but the other money you should get, because the rest is good. Because the Gemara is assuming right now I can use it to maybe lane for children with it. I can use it for what? Not raise them, you leave them. No, but I can read in the cheder rabbi can use it, not as lane. Amalei, he says no. Amalei, he loses that also. And yes, he loses everything. Shkol sefer Torah she'askar shloi k'soivis l'shman ein yishav klum. Anything that does not have a skirt of smile, the whole thing's not worth anything. Why? You can't use it for his cheder children. Why not? You have to put it in Geniza. Because it's a worry, someone might lay from it. Frank the Marvel, Everlai Kumis. Why don't you just write over every name? Velikdash and make a Kaddish. Kaman, maybe this is going. Name of Loikar Abnehuda, not like Abnehuda. That's not what we learned. We learned this before. We had this halacha before, it's actually a brisa, the Tanya. Haresha Yitzhar looked at it as a shame. Someone's trying to write a shame. Nechzikam looked at Yehuda. But he was supposed to write the shame, but he wrote Yehuda by mistake. But then he forgot to write Yehuda correctly. V'tav lo yehitl by dal. He didn't put in a dal. He had Yudke Vavke. But he didn't do the shame Hashem's name. It was shame Yehuda. What's halacha? Marvel of Kumas Makachi. Divra Yehuda. You could go over with a pen, with the feder, and with the Kumas, and you Makachi, Divra Yehuda. Chomerim, Ein Hashem in a Mufkar. It's not good. Shah, before we spoke about it, it's a Mufkar, not a Mufkar, Bakponim. It's no good. We got into this Gabik Sav, we got into this Bakponim. The fear of Yehuda, you could write it over. So what's the problem? Just write it over. Write it over. What's the big deal? One askara. But if you have every askara, it's colored over. Is it going to be a nice Sefer Torah? So it look like, it's like bold, every percent. It doesn't look good. But the coolest Sefer Torah, loy, which is the Mexican numero. I'm going to think, see how very important Zek Kamavego, beautiful Sefer Torah is. That if it looks like Manumor, it's no good. It's no good. Akaponim. So that's what Gemara says. He loses his schar, but the Sefer Torah is still kosher. Now the Gemara is going to come in a case where Taka is believed. Let's see. Who does the command of Avo? He writes Sefer Torah, he gives him Sefer Torah, you know what? That Sefer Torah I gave you, the klaf was not done l'shma, which is ma'akev v'di'evet. Omalei, that means the parchment wasn't done l'shma. Omalei, Sefer Torah v'yadmi, who's doing Sefer Torah? Omalei, v'yalakev, kech's doing Sefer Torah. Omalei, m'toich sh'at ha'nem l'hav s'charcha, since you nem t'im hafse s'charcha, at the nem l'hav s'Sefer Torah. It's basically the type of amigo and amonis, a guy's walking in ready to lose $80,000. It must be, it's true. He's ready to lose all his money. It must be, it's true. Freight to Gemara, we have before, not like that. Well, my stone with Rav Ami. But Rav Ami, we said that you're not them. We said you're not them, not that. So, Hassam, Iklamim, Toy with Rav Yemir. There, when he walked in and told you about the Askaras, he thought he's still getting 75,000. Because he thought, my Askar, the rest of the thing I did was Shema. Okay, so 5,000, maybe he's trying to make a shtick. For 5,000, it's worth it to make the guy, he got into a fight with him, he wants to make him upset. But lose your whole schar already, that's a different story. Maybe it's true. Loshon Emor sounds like not mamish believed Lagamri, but enough to make that maybe it's true, and therefore he loses his schar, and the same Torah cannot be used. So again, you see from this Gemara, again, this aside, that only something is biyadai, in your own hand, in Neman, or if it's yours. If it's not yours, you're not really Neman. This Gemara sounds actually more like Abaya, that over here, the Chari was once biyadai, Bakaponim. Here, this Gemara sounds a little bit like Abaya. You have to go into that to see if it's Rava Abaya, Bakaponim, who we pass like Pashu, pass like Rava. Anyway, that you're Neman in such a case, where, even though it's not in your hand, if it was once biyadai, Neman, Bakaponim, what you do see in the Gemara is, there's a Neman is, if someone is, Neman, if someone's being mafsed his whole schar, he's definitely Neman to say, Sefer Torah is not kosher.